This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You stop smoking weed or just cut down on it, dreams come back with a vengeance. And I've heard like Bert and Rogan talk about it during their Sober Octobers.
Yeah.
Dreams are crazy. It's usually like 3 weeks for me after smoking weed where they come back. And they come back real intense.
Every night. What?
Matt, you were talking about this methyl blue stuff before the cast. So how unfortunate. So you were talking about this, the book, right? So yeah. This guy who wrote the book happens to share a name with the doctor from Grey's Anatomy. So when I search his name, it comes up with a fictional doctor from Grey's Anatomy. And then I look into it more and he's an independent health researcher, whatever that means. But just like, God, like, what are the odds? You know, like,
that's hilarious.
So he's not bolstering your case, but I likely will try this stuff, but more research needed. I mean, honestly, I love a good fad drug either way, or drug is maybe not the right term, a fad supplement. You know, we've had some good ones. Like, I was never an NO Explode guy, but people talk so fondly of those days. I wish I had been.
Dude, Jack 3D, that stuff.
Jack 3D, I remember that stuff, dude. I was never really a big supplement lifter guy just because of the caffeine content, but people look back on it so fondly that it's like, it's almost worth whatever, you know. I mean, who knows what it'll cost them.
Cut when it had the real stuff in it.
Hydroxy cut, dude. What was the Anna Nicole Smith thing? You remember that?
Was that Stacker 2? That was another one.
Nutra. I remember
Bernie and I. We weren't even working out. We were just like 18 and 19, and we're just like going out on the night, and we would take some of that stuff.
Oh, trim spa, baby.
Trim spa.
Weight loss pills?
Yeah.
Wait, so you would take that stuff just before you'd go out just to like, dude, God, back
just
in those days,
like, amped up.
So pumped that you're like, oh, we're going to go hit on chicks. Like, we're definitely bringing chicks home, dude. Never. I don't know about you guys, but I am just not good at meeting women in the wild.
Oh, it's going to bring us to our first topic. All right.
Perfect.
We're ready to rock.
Yeah, let's do it.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. podcast. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
On the upper left corner, signing in early, getting the talk going all the way from Austin. He goes by David Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Well, if you've listened to this podcast, you know the boys are talking science this week, which means get your bullshit bingo card ready because we're going deep. All three of us are well some misinformation. What's up, boys?
Down there in the bottom square, already marking off cuss words. Matt Copper, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Boys, I'm feeling good. I mean, we've been talking a little bit on some potential reasons why. But yeah, it's just great to see you guys. I always get fired up to see you, and that is not a placebo effect.
It's a real deal, baby.
Yeah.
So it's funny. We were talking about a bunch of different stuff. We're talking about smoking less weed and having dreams and this and that. I'm sure that'll be before the intro, but somebody, one of our emailers sent me, in regular life, sent me a text today with a link, and it's these women who I'm guessing are early 30s, but basically they've been going on TikTok every week that there's an NFL game, and they just pick a team, kind of dress what they think is accordingly, and then go to the bar to see if it works better to just meet dudes out in the wild at like stuff they like than just using like dating apps.
Oh, I bet it's working a treat.
Dude, those women are smart.
Yeah.
So, all right. First of all,
chilling the waters, man. Feeding the birds.
It is. But also, like, they've put a couple videos out. I got to remember the name of them. They're pretty funny. But, like, one of them, it's like, the dude's just into the game. So, it's like, he's trying to talk to her, but he's, like, watching the game. So, that was the first question. Like, would you care, like, I don't know. I feel like I could still chat up a girl and watch an NFL game. But let's say that's your thing, right? Just NFL, not college. You love football. Would it annoy you that they're just like kind of faking it?
I feel like ultimately they're playing themselves because they are faking that they're into it and they're going to meet someone who's really into it. They're, you know, ostensibly going to date this person, possibly marry this person is the end goal, I suspect. And then they're going to be the one stuck dealing with, an over-the-top NFL fan screaming at his TV on Sundays. And they don't even like the Lions. They've never even been to Detroit, you know? So who's really winning here? I think it's the NFL fan who gets laid for watching his team at his favorite bar.
Don't we already do this as men? Right? Like, outside of women being there, when's the last time? And you might have to go back 10 years because we all got old. But like, would you go to a nightclub if it wasn't for the fact that nightclubs generally would have more chicks?
No.
No.
Yeah. So I'm like, maybe they're just doing like a more updated science experiment. But I feel like guys have been doing this for years, right? Like, I'm with you. Like, outside of a club back in the day, it's like, well, we got to go. That's where the chicks are. It's like, right. Chicks like clubs and that kind of stuff. I feel like if there was that many girls in cute dresses or skirts at a bar, I'd been like, let's just go to the bar.
That's true. I mean, I feel dumb paying all those covers now that you bring this up in the light of day. I feel like I have not slept with one woman that I met at a nightclub. Now, if you bring one, maybe a different situation. But I mean, that's actually crazy, man.
Right. Because when I saw these women, I was like, that's kind of wild. And then like I watched it this morning. So I was thinking about it all day. I was like, well, maybe it's just the role reverse, because I feel like we do that all the time.
Dude, and I will say when the revolt, Jesus Christ, I can't talk. When the roles are reversed, it is nice. Like, I lived down in Australia for a short stint and the women approach you at the bar and buy you a drink and you feel special. Even if you're not, it does feel good, boys. So I don't know, man. Maybe these women are onto something, turning from prey to predator. You know, they're out there going after what they want. You know, an overweight Detroit Lions fan.
I mean, it was the same way in Scottsdale. It's not like I hooked up with any girls, but like they just seem friendlier because there's so many other hot chicks that it's like, yeah. Also, sometimes we just want to talk to women. Like, I'm not going to, we both know you're not going home with me, but like, let's have some fun and have a conversation for a minute.
It does feel nice talking to beautiful women at a bar. And I will say Scottsdale is great for that because they just, you know, they're so. She thinks she's a nine and she knows she's attractive. And in Scottsdale, they're just over it. You know, they get over themselves. So, yeah, I'm with you. That was something special.
That's what I'm saying. So that right when I saw those women doing that, and I was like, all right, outside of nightclubs, like where else? Is it a class? Is it a physical activity class? Like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff as guys we have done just in the thought of like, well, chicks are into it, so we should do it.
You mean like, we've been led astray going to do stuff we don't want to do, or just that it's fair game?
I wouldn't say led astray. Never said that. Just saying the nightclub is an easy option, right? Because it's the truth, right? Like, I don't know, like maybe in your early 20s, but like part of going to a nightclub was always like, well, that's where the chicks are. So that's where we got to go. But I don't know. I did hot yoga for a hot minute. And it was like, it was kind of nice because there was like, I was like, well, I know there will be women there at least to chat with before and after class. I mean, yeah, it felt good too, but I don't know. It's like when I was growing up, like my dad or people would say like, you're just going to meet a woman at like the grocery store or something.
That's funny that you say that, Ted. I mean, one, I was going to say, you know, none of us would go to an all dudes yoga class. Let's be real. And two, Ted, you know, speaking of like, I don't know, just doing stuff we don't want to do or whatever, I don't hear you complaining about those new Costco deals. You know, like you're in their world.
I never said I don't want to do it. See, this is where we get off track. You're taking this the wrong way.
$19 chicken thighs, Ted. Was that real? Did that mean
something? Guarantee there's other stuff you have done because in the act of it, I'm just trying to prove the point that it's just a little bit of role reversal. Matt, help him out here.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know if women want me blowing up their spot, but they hide it at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods a lot of times. And you know, when you said, oh, my dad said meet him at a grocery store, I'm like, yeah, that's actually a pretty solid place, provided it's Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. Like, those two have a much higher hot chick per capita ratio than any other ones. And yeah, I mean, I suck at yoga. Like, I thought I'd go in and, you know, I felt like the laughing stock. I might as well have gone to a nightclub where I'm a terrible dancer. And it's like, I'm not showcasing myself well here as these chicks just get into these crazy poses and I can barely balance on one leg, let alone get my hip up to any reasonable angle for it. And so, yeah, I think yoga classes were definitely a short-lived attempt. I just feel like most dudes that have gone to yoga know there's going to be hot. It's not saying it's the only reason they go, but they always know, and there's always some sort of fantasy in the back of your mind of like, one of these is going to respect me for working on my weaknesses, even though I'm not good at this stuff, and getting out of my comfort zone, and it's going to be a really attractive thing to them. And it's like, no, they're focused on their yoga practice in there. And, you know, it's same thing as the gym. Like, I've been in gyms for the last 15 years. That's the other place hot chicks hang out. I'm not suggesting approaching them. I think it's a place that's like kind of off limits. I think you want to put yourself in these places so that you could recognize, like, if you saw them elsewhere at a park or whatever, walking down the street, then it's like, oh, you work out at the same gym as me. Hi, I'm Matt. You know, sorry, I'm always in the zone with my headphones. I don't want to disturb other people. You know, it was always my fantasy was never, I'm going to talk to this girl between sets. It was like, dude, if I see this chick somewhere else, I'm going to be like, hey, yeah, we go to the same gym. What's up? And we'll have a common ground there to break the ice with. But I think Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, you know, you could, you know, see what aisle they're on. Now, oh, I was looking for that too. Excuse me. Oh, you like these Parmesan pastry pups as well? They're one of my favorites. You know, maybe we should make them together sometime. Like, the grocery store is probably the most approachable, where you can, you know, fake your way into some common ground. Like, oh wow, oat milk.
Well, I mean, Cobb, look, what's the greatest example? Like, I listen to country music now, but I didn't back in the day, right? And what I've been saying for years, everybody go to a Kenny Chesney tailgate. It has nothing to do with the music. So, and they're not against football. They're just saying, like, let's try this. I mean, they're still having fun. It's just kind of a weird, it's just a weird social experiment. And I was like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. I like this. Let's see what these girls are all about.
How's it been going for them? Any catches?
No, they've gone to two. I mean, first of all, they're like, man, this is fun. But the first one they went to, right, was like, they went to a Broncos bar for that Broncos game versus Washington.
Any idea what city?
You know, I don't know what city they're in, but
But they'll go to like a Broncos bar in Broncos jerseys.
So they wore like cowboy boots and like some sort of like orange or like.
Feels a little insulting, a little over the top.
The next week they went to like a 49ers bar and they just wore like red dresses. But it's funny too, is they'll be like, at the Broncos bar, we had whatever it was, like Orange Crush shots. And then they're like, at the Niners bar, we just had Fireball because it's red like the Niners. I will say this. This is nothing against Broncos fans, but the Niners fans were much more like sports aggressive. It was like people were very happy to explain to us what it's like being a Niner fan. Is they're just like posing with the flags and everything. So like the Niners one was tougher. And she was like, I like this guy. He seems to like me, but he's really into the game. Maybe this isn't a good idea. And I was like, it's an interesting question. And look, maybe this will sound kind of, I don't know if this sounds sexist or not, but I've said for years, my favorite thing in the world is sitting in my living room watching a sports game and there's like a girl I'm dating taking a nap. Like, all right, got everything we need.
Yeah, it's just like a sense of certainty.
This might sound sexist too. I've always enjoyed mansplaining sports to women.
Yeah.
That does sound sexist, you're right. But this is the podcast for it, boys.
I labeled it appropriately, right? Like
I don't know if that just completely like nullifies any, responsibility you have.
Self-awareness.
This might be, but I did label it that way. So now just sit back and enjoy.
Man.
All right. So these girls so far have been unsuccessful, but it's just they're kind of going to go like the whole season. Is that the plan? Because I feel like this could work. This feels like a good idea.
They like spun a wheel the first week and we're like, or whatever it was, the second week. And we're like, or maybe it was the first week. We're like, all right, we're Broncos fans. And then the next week they're just like, well, it's Thursday. So let's flip a coin and see who we're going to cheer for. So like, yeah, it seems like they're just kind of going along with it as like the season progresses. Now, I will say full disclosure, I've dated all three types of, I've had like three, what I call like serious relationships. And like one girl was really into sports. Almost like, oh man, I feel like I'm arguing with my buddies. And then what was I gonna say? There's another girl, like she was she loved football, but kind of, you know what I mean? Like we'd watch Seahawks games, but like she didn't care about like, you know, Arsenal or, you know, soccer, which is fine. Yeah. And then the last girl I dated she was in for like the action of like getting together and watching games, but yeah, she really didn't care either way. So, I mean, I've done all three. I'm not sure I have a huge preference other than just know, like in the fall, it's like, oh, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of games to watch in the fall. It's like, we got to watch a Maryland game on Saturday and we got to watch that Seahawks game on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if it's better. It probably is better to have a sports fan girlfriend, right? In your situation.
I mean, I would think so. Yeah, it helps kind of the environment. But also, like, look, the one bar I go to, I was talking to a girl in there and, you know, just BSing, right? Because she works there. And I forget, it was me and the mayor, and I said something, and I was like, I don't even know about you. I don't really know you like outside of here. Like, are you single? Like, do you have a boy? I'm single right now. My last boyfriend was just obsessed with sports. And I go, so I kind of started laughing. Like, what do you mean? She's like, you would love football. I was like, college or pro? Both.
What else? College or pro?
And she goes, he's also obsessed with this English soccer team. And like, as she says Arsenal, I'm like pulling out my keychain and then like pulling out, I'm like, you're just describing.
You mean this one?
Yeah. So, I mean, right. It could be too much the other way, too. Like, I'm sure I've hung out with girls before. Awesome. They're just like, I don't care this much about sports. Like, this is too much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that story has been told about you in some bar somewhere in, you know, who knows, West Seattle or wherever. Like, you have been that guy in the next story. I think about that sometimes. Like, you know, who's hearing about, like, my shortcomings?
That's awesome. Right. So, I mean, like, right, like, I don't know what the answer is. I'm just glad these women are out doing it. I was like, that seems like fun. So then I started thinking, like, I don't know. Like, I've already been to enough rain games. So, like, watching women's soccer wouldn't be that odd for me. I'm like, what could I go to or just like completely out of like my environment? But I'm like, I don't know. You could go to a musical, but you just sit there.
I mean, you hit the Taylor Swift show, you know, the parking lot. I feel like that's...
I did. That's pretty heavy that way.
You're saying like a girls only thing, like maybe like a makeup event. Like, you know how they'll do like a thing at Sephora or whatever. Like, if you drop in one of those, I mean, you are in the minority for sure.
It is. But I mean, that's another thing. I mean, look, I've struggled with this since I was a teenager. It's like I want to be in there, but also like, I don't want you to think I'm not here to meet women.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't want to lose my sexuality here.
Yeah, you drop in there with some smoky blush, you're getting some questions, you know. But also, it does feel weirdly a little bit like wolf in sheep's clothing style. You're like, oh, I'm just here for the free mascara giveaway. And it's like, no. You're here to do one thing and one thing only. And so I don't know. It feels a little disingenuous, I guess. Versus like a Costco, you are also there for the deals.
Right. Like, I used to have a coworker, right? And his wife at the time, like, we all hung out, but then what was it? I don't know what it was. Something was going on. So like, we hung out once. Maybe she was just at a bar I was at. She was like, we should hang out again. I was like, sure. And then the next time we hung out, it was like four women and me. And they were all, I was like, well, what is this? And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm not going out on girls' night. She was like,
this is probably her trying to introduce you to one of her friends.
No, they were all locked up. That's what I'm saying. It was literally fucking girls' night. And she was like, well, I just figured I'd plan and you wouldn't mind. I'm like, no. So that's what I'm saying. That's where like, talk about like the makeup stuff or going to a candle party. It's like,
candle party.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be in on a girls' night. I just want to be somewhere where the ratio is better.
That's awesome. Dude, speaking of, actually, God, this is just not even, this is, I'll keep it short, but we're going, a bunch of men are going cold plunging tomorrow morning at this place that has really cold ice baths called Kuya. And one guy just, he's not from the U.S. originally, and he didn't realize what the invite was and just invited his wife. And so, like, I didn't want to jump in and say anything in the thread. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Basically, exactly what you described.
There's got to be a nice way, because I have had it happen with me before. And then somebody looked at me afterwards and was like, I shouldn't have brought my girl here. And I was like, now. I was like, but nobody said it to you, so you didn't know. But right. Like, yeah, it is a little awkward that it's like, you're the only one here with a girlfriend.
Well, because once he says she's coming, you don't want to jump in the thread and be like, actually, she should not be. It's just like, well, okay. Like, dynamic changed, you know? But yeah, so we'll see.
All right. I'm not holding anything
back.
One last thing on the sports thing, too, is that also, I went to the Husky game Saturday.
Oh, my God. I want to hear about that.
So the Huskies are good. I've been saying for 2 days, it might be the best college football team that I physically have ever seen in person.
Really? I've heard. Yeah. I mean, you said before you went to the game, Pennix is the truth. Like, how did it go down? I mean, we can take a little diversion here. I'm just curious on a personal level how your game time was.
Unreal. Right? Because I talked to you Right. I think I talked to you was like, what's that?
During the Auburn game, we were talking.
Right. And then Maryland was coming on. So watched the Maryland game. Just kind of hung out of the house. My buddy came over, like run up to the store at halftime, get beers, chips, right? So we could show up to tailgates. Light rail down there. You get there, like we get up to the first tailgate and it's just people are pumped, right? Like the Huskies are good. They know what's going on. The second tailgate we went to was right there on E1, but like right on the walkway of like where everybody in the back part of E1 has to come by. I mean, prime tailgate real estate.
Absolutely prime.
Prime, just awesome. And we show up to that tailgate, right? Like the first tailgate we were at, same thing. There's like sausages and dudes grilling steak, they marinate, just like trays of meat. I will say that tailgate could use a few more women. It's like my buddy was out of town with her husband, so it was just like trays of meat and like shotgunning beers watching another game. I was like, well, this is pretty good. But we go to the second tailgate, right? Cornhole, this and that, like watching Notre Dame, Ohio State. People are pumped. Go into the stadium. It took us a little time. It took us a little longer to get in there. And also, we were way up in section 311. Like, we bought a four-pack of tickets for like $90. Like, it had been a minute since I, like, you know, because like when you're tailgating, you're already kind of walking around a decent clip. And then like by the time we got up there and I'm like holding two beers, I was like, God damn, man, I want to sit down. But before we got to our seats, Washington had scored a defensive touchdown and a punt return touchdown. So it's 14-0. Penix comes out with the offense and we're like, all right, let's see what he's got. Just boom, 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 down the field, touchdown. I mean, it was that game was over. It seemed like 4.5, 5 minutes into the game, it was like, oh, this is a wrap. And Cal's not very good, but just it had been a long time since I'd seen a team favored that much just go out and dominate, dude.
Bow down. That's crazy. I mean, that's how Oregon and Colorado looked too. I mean, Oregon, I think, was pissed that Colorado's been getting all that hype, and they came out firing on all cylinders. I mean, that thing, it was looking like an Oregon track meet at one point. What was it, 40-0 or something? You know, I mean, it was absurd.
Yeah, and like, look, I've been to a bunch of Husky games over the years. Like, that stadium was rocking, man. I mean, every third down, it was super loud. Like, it was awesome. And the Huskies are hosting the Ducks coming up here on the 14th of October.
Oh, am I back that weekend? God, that, wow.
Madness. That'll be absolute madness. I mean, look, I got so fired up that, like before halftime, we're, like, waiting in a line for something. And I look at my buddy, right? Like, my buddy who went to UW, he's not even with us. It's just me and my other friend. And I go, we're going to chirp this Oregon fan. He's like, what? And I'm like, we're not letting him walk by. So as he walked by, like, see you on the 14th there, duck. And he's like, oh, yeah, should be a good game. And like this and that. And he walks away. And I was like, see, they even know the Huskies are for real this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both are top 10, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And the matchup is in Seattle.
It's at Husky Stadium. If the Ducks aren't top 10, they're like 11th in the nation, but they're undefeated. Like generally in college football, right? Like you get a couple weeks, 3 weeks into the year, there's like 3 or 4 teams that maybe have a shot. Like this year, it's like there's a lot of good teams, and I don't think they're that far off. I mean, Sunday morning, a lot of people were like, maybe Washington is the best team in the country. But you also have Ohio State that just beat Notre Dame by 3, like what, Michigan's still rolling, Penn State's still rolling. So, I mean, there's a lot of good teams. SC's undefeated. What, is you, like, there's a lot of good teams. And it seems like any of them could play in the semifinals.
Dude, I'm seeing Oregon on one list at number 9 and one list number 10. Washington at number 7. Texas at number 3. Let's go. I was going to say,
Texas is 3?
That feels, Texas is not that good. Texas is good. No question. And I'm excited for their season, but knocking off Alabama this season doesn't mean what it used to. I think number 3 is pretty, you know, I think that's living on the legacy a little bit.
You got to keep in mind Alabama, right? We talked Saturday early in the day. Everybody's like, Alabama's down. Even I said it. Then they went down to Old Miss and won. So it's like, That helps, you know, that helps make Texas look better. I mean, look, that's part of the reason we have been talking. The main reason Calvin and I were talking is me going to Austin sometime this fall, because it would be kind of wild to say I saw two top 10 teams play in their home stadiums.
That honestly would be crazy. And yeah, I double checked with the guy for that tailgate. They have the prime spot. He said it's literally the best tailgate spot. I was like, let's go. So yeah, and there's, yeah, you thrive down here. We'll make it happen. But
yeah, and Saturday, I mean,
this college football is stacked this year, dude.
Yeah, I'm in a Husky hoodie. I'm chirping ducks. Like, trust me, Cobb already knows this. Matt, this won't shock you. Just to keep it 100% honest with the podcast listeners. Like, oh yeah, if I get to Austin to see a home game, like I'm dripping in burnt orange. Oklahoma, fine. Like, the hell with any other school in Texas. Like, I'm a Texas fan.
Dude, you literally said it on our phone call that you're a college football whore, and I've thought about that quite a bit. I think actually that ends up being the best stance to adopt. Like, that's maximizing top line fun, you know, just straight up. Like, I think people, you know, people in the U.S. like to get into camps and people go hard commit to a team, and I see the case for that. But if you really think about it and you get down to brass tacks, like, you still have your Terps. Being a UW fan doesn't distract from that. I've seen you be an Oklahoma Boomer Sooners fan. I've seen you be an Oregon Ducks guy, a Wazoo guy. Now Texas, let's go, you know, hook them. And it's just like, you get the top, you get to scrape the cream off the top of every team's season. And I think it's a good strategy.
Ducks, like, I want to see a game in Eugene. I know so many Huskies that I probably wouldn't be like a duck fan. I'm not going to cheer for them. But if I was in a game in Eugene, yeah, I'd be like holding up the O and like quack, quack, quack.
Yeah, come on, dude. A night game in Autzen Stadium, like, you better hold up the O.
Right?
This might trigger some people, but that's the right move.
It is. Trust me, when I went to Michigan, I was all about it, man. Like, it's the Big House. Best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and like, dude, look, let's be real. Neither of us are getting laid at a college game, but you are certainly, you're sealing your fate. You're putting the final nail in the coffin if you're not throwing up an O and cheering for the Oregon Ducks at home. Like, come on, dude. That's all awesome, right, man. Great strategy. We need a name for that, but we don't have to come over there right now.
The last thing I was going to say, too, is like, just running into some people I know, like at Husky games or Seahawks tailgates, I'm always like, man, this chick's much better looking than I remember her. And I say it every time I'm in a sports bar, then it's like, calm down, Ted. They're in team colors. They're fired up. Like, you just, they like jump steps, you know, like every time I go to a bar to watch like a Seahawks game, like, just every girl in here is attractive. It's like, well, because they're all wearing Seahawks stuff.
Yeah. And because you're like six beers deep. But I mean, I know what you mean, dude. Like, girls, they know, women know how to throw it on when they're going out. Like, I definitely have those moments, too, where I'm like, how is every person here hot? And it's like, it's not them, man. It's you. Like, it's 3 in the morning. You're messed up. Like, they're wearing costumes. Like, you know, it gets me, though. I'll say it. Gets me every time. And God bless them, boys. God bless them.
Yeah. And it's also funny when you see each other, like when you run into people, like, there's people I'll see at like a Husky game that I worked with 10, 15 years ago that I barely, like, we were not like good friends, but somehow at a tailgate, it's like, oh, dude, how you been? Like, what's going on? Come over to our tailgate. All right, yeah, I'll stop by.
Dude, I've always had this. Well, one, you're a lovable character, and I think you know that about yourself. And two, relationships are primary in your life. But I will say that I think, you know, the further you are from where you know that person, both metaphysically and physically. So, like, you know, if you see somebody who even went to your high school that you've never talked to in your life, and you're in Europe, you're going to walk over and say hello, and they're going to be pumped.
Yeah.
So, like, same, like, even with the Husky game, like, you know, radio is more music and whatever, like, it's sports. So it's like, psychologically, it's a little ways away. And then also, like, physically, it's a ways away from where you were. So it's, you know, like, much more, the likelihood of saying hi goes up a lot. And I've just noticed that the further I am away from home, like, if I see somebody down here, it doesn't matter how tenuous our Seattle connection, like, they'll say hi. I mean, it could be something as silly as me just wearing a Detlef Schrempf jersey, which I do regularly down here. It gets people come out of the woodwork to say hi. So I'm with you. It's the novelty. I don't know what that is. We probably need a name for that, too. I feel like there's a law there waiting to be uncovered.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, I mean, I don't know. You make good friends, drinking beers, there's sodas and just grilling. I mean, it's a festival in a day. And then you get to actually go to a game.
That's the part that always gets me at UW for some reason. I'm just start having fun and I forget there's a game inside. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, now we're drunk and like we get to actually go turn ourselves loose on the game. And same actually going to Sounders games with you, Ted, which is a lot of fun. Just pre-drinking and then heading in there, getting those beasts and some hot dogs. Good times, man.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with some emails. What's Mattin and the Cobb topic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Thanks, as always, to all of our sponsors. And, yeah, go whatever team you like, unless it's Notre Dame. I still hate them. There's a couple teams I hate. Notre Dame football, stay up there.
Me too.
All right, Mr. Cobb, do you have some emails?
Oh, yeah. What was your fat moment? Hola to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
My fat moment was in high school when I ate an entire 12-inch pumpkin pie in one sitting. I've since ate a whole pumpkin pie, but over the course of a day or two. Cheers, boys. Emmett, the big rig mechanic.
Hell yeah.
Pumpkin pie, man. Does hit, boys.
Yeah. It's back at Costco. It's at the QFC.
That's what I was just about to say, dude. Costco's pies, specifically the pumpkin, really, really good, Ted. If you're figuring out what to do around these holidays, their pumpkin pies are damn good. A little bit of whipped cream in there.
A whole pumpkin pie, though. That's pretty aggressive.
Oh, dude, that's this is where I feel like you're stigmatized as a male living alone. One of 32% of the population that lives alone, mind you, is that like, how are you supposed to buy a whole pie? And now Safeway is doing those half pies and stuff. My dad gets them occasionally. He also lives alone, but it's just like, yeah, man, it's like Costco is just gatekept by all these, you know, suburban homemakers.
Yeah, I mean, look. For some reason, if you told me you sat at home and ate a whole large pizza, I'd be like, ah, feasible.
Yeah, good. Depending
on where it's from. But like, I'm like, a whole pie? That seems gluttonous. But also, like, I have been known how I did it this morning. I got all fired up on Sunday. I was like, I'm going to order a pizza and like breadsticks and this. And then this morning I was looking out of my fridge. There's like a couple pieces left and breadsticks. Like, I'm just going to throw it out. There's no reason to eat that during the week. That was a fun little Sunday meal. So, yeah, sometimes you might have to throw out pie if it's just you.
You have more discipline than me, dude. I always eat that pizza for breakfast. Even dipping in like the little butter from Papa John's. It's like, well, I am who I am. Clothes in my mid-30s and 32-degree heat. I'm just about Matt and Cobb's age, and I've gotten into my mid-30s. I almost exclusively wear t-shirts and shorts. In the winter, I add a hoodie, and if it's extra cold, a pair of 32-degree leggings under my shorts. I dropped the pretense of trying to be fashionable years ago. All the land, Isaac.
Yes.
I respect it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I wear a t-shirt and shorts a lot, but as far as like the pretense of being fashionable, I feel like it's tough to be professional where I'm at because it's just so damn hot that like all you can wear is like a swimsuit and a tank top. And I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong, but it is one of those things that mildly sometimes is annoying. I bet Matt experiences it sometimes with work.
Oh yeah. At work, I'm like the sharpest looking dude there. It's a black polo tucked into black pants. I have a pair of dark gray pants, fresh kicks. And then as soon as I get home, basketball shorts and tank tops and cutoffs. And
are these like dark, like the pants? Are they like khaki kind of, or like what?
No, they're like slacks? They're golf pants. So they're not quite dress pants. But they're all black. And then there's one dark gray ones. Some of them are joggers. Some of them aren't. I have like four pairs that I kind of cycle through, but yeah, I always look sharp at work. And then I come home and it's just a show.
But you're walking to work in that?
It's gotta be cold enough, but yeah, I mean,
wow.
we don't play around with appearances, dog. Like you better look fresh.
Dude, I'd be sweating it out in black pants and a black polo and 100 degrees. Damn.
I don't walk this time of year.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it's already gotten chilly enough. Like Saturday, like I had to pull the trigger and wear jeans to that game. Like today I still rock shorts, but like, it's legit kind of chilly. It's been dumping rain. Yesterday was the rainiest Monday. Was it September? I don't. It was ridiculous. Even for me, I was like, "This a little early." Like, come on.
As the most hated member of this podcast, can I just say something douchey?
Yeah,
Ted. At this point, I literally don't even own jeans. I realized that the other day. Oh, sorry. Just Every cast needs a heel. Hey, boys. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Been a while since I checked in last. The last month or so has been pretty rough. Matt knows. I just wanted to say thank you to you guys so much for making me laugh in that hard time. I wanted to give a bigger shout out to Matt. I was going to him for nutritional help when the situation happened. I told him I don't think I can continue with his program for a while. Instead of saying, okay, good luck, and that was it, he called me and talked to me for 2 hours to help. That meant so much to me, I can't explain it. Just shows the type of person he is. Anyway, enough of the heartbreaking stuff. What dates me or what makes me seem old? Hearing a song and saying, this was my MySpace profile song for a while, and someone saying, what the hell is MySpace? Take her easy, boys. Jaden.
I know. I say it every time, I'll say it again. And I love too when Facebook finally became like public for everybody. You have to get a Facebook. It's just better than MySpace. It's like, yeah, look at Facebook now. Same fucking thing. Same thing I told you back then. God, that irritated me.
He tried to warn us.
I mean, it's not you guys, but just like, right, just dealing with people in the corporate world, like, oh yeah, okay, so you like this better. So it's like, I don't know, I don't see what's so much better about it.
Yeah, I mean, things regress to the mean, you know. To the great, oh, way old, listening to old casts, to the best podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
You guys mentioned someone asking to get into a room on a ship just to see it because they had been there the year before. What? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Hit drugs on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
My friend was on that cruise and a couple dudes knocked on their door and were like, hey, I think it's like a rave cruise or whatever. They were like, do you mind if we stayed here? Can we check it out or whatever? And they like moved something and they were like, it's still here. And had like weed they had hidden the year before. Oh,
that's awesome. So this guy said, that works. Find a spot. My brother and I hit a bong in a Marriott for 3 years. We used the tiled ceiling in the stairwell. We had a job in the area and that we kept going out to over the 3 years, and we used the Marriott usually. When we didn't, we would still go grab it and go back to restash it. Anyway, I'm catching up, listening to the Men's Room since its conception, and I'm glad Ted turned me on to his podcast. Love you guys. Might be weird, but I feel like I know you, even though I've never met you. Arp on, Dane.
That's pretty awesome. I like that. Hey, we got to do some work here. Let's just stash a bong at this local hotel.
Dude, that's so rad, man. I love stuff like that's just like, it's like kind of ratchet, but it's so relatable, you know? It's like, yeah. Good for them, man. That's awesome. And also, as far as the might feel weird that you feel like you know us, dude, I experienced that too. It's so weird. In Austin, there's like a couple people whose podcasts I've listened to who live like within a couple blocks of my house, and I see them on the street and like, you want to say something, but also you don't. And it always just ends up being weird. Like one guy, I don't want to say his name. We sort of became friends and he invited me over to his house, and it was a big deal for me. And you could tell it was just a throwaway for him. And I was just like, this feels so weird because I've been a fan of you for like 10 years. I didn't say that out loud, but I was thinking the whole time. So trust me, just as, yeah, I know exactly what you're going through.
Have you told him yet?
So I just, so I emailed him out of something like he knew, obviously, that I paid attention to his content because I emailed him, which is how I ended up, you know, he invited me over to his house. So he knew on some level, but we kind of became friends, but I feel weird. I think he wanted to be friends and I feel weird texting him because I'm like waiting to have like something really, really cool to do. But now it's been like 6 months and I'm just like, do I just text this guy out of the blue? He's like, you know, so I don't know, man. And he's not like traditionally famous or anything. It's like sort of a niche fame. But
I mean, I think you could tell him. Be better than being like buddies with him and then sitting there a year later and being like, well, just so you know, I actually listened to your podcast. Because if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I emailed him, so he knew that I knew of his content. I don't know, man. It's just a weird dynamic. I know too much about his life now, you know?
Do you still listen to his podcast?
I've actually never listened to his podcast. I read a lot of his stuff online and followed his company, his business. But there's another podcast guy down the street who is really big and really famous, who I just see. I haven't actually spoken to him, but I see him pretty regularly.
I mean, you know me. I mean, everyone here would know. There's people that used to email in, right? George is the best example, right? That's now true. We're just buddies.
Yeah, that's a good girlfriend. Point. Yeah, that's true. Matt did pull some tips. Talent from the podcast. That's a good point. All right. Well, shoot. Then I'll text him to hang out. How about that, boys? I'm going to a luau on Thursday. Maybe I'll invite him.
I mean, we stayed at Brat the Meat Man's freaking camp 1 year at Burning Man. So, yeah. Like, I don't know. As somebody that has a little more experience in this angle, like, I don't know. You can kind of tell the difference. It's tougher with like trying to hang out with like a chick, but like, I don't know. Some people, like, yeah, like you could be buddies with them. They just happen to know who you are.
That's true. My origin story. I've been listening since day one, and I wondered how I got here. Well, here's my origin story. 2005, I made a trip to Seattle for a job interview after college, and the rental car had on the Men's Room on KSW. I didn't get the job, but loved the show, so I took it back to Indiana as my souvenir from the trip. Of course, the Ted Smith is on the show, so when he said he was making his own podcast, I jumped on board. Then I found myself watching Cobb's season of The Partner, and I listened to the Aaron Cobb Experience podcast multiple times over. And now, here I am telling you how a rental car introduced us. Life is weird, boys. Keith. That's a pretty funny email. Life is f-ing weird, dude. Sorry, Matt.
Oh, that's
dude. Funny. I mean, life, look, I did it to somebody on Saturday, right? We showed up at that second tailgate. Now, the couple who host it, like, I know the woman a little bit, but like, I didn't know her husband. And there's this other couple just sitting there, and the guy's like they, you know, kind of saying something. The guy's like, well, you know, like, you're Ted's. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just looked at him, I go, I know you, man. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you've emailed me. We've traded stuff on Twitter. And I was like, and me and you both, for some reason, were like sidelined once and got to sit on the end, like the last 15 minutes against the Timbers at a Sounders match. We got to stand there. And he's like, holy shit. Yeah, good memory. That is me. I was like, oh, good to see you again, man.
Damn, that's impressive. Top topic. For the cop topic, what ages you? A year or two ago, I was working with a guy who I was meeting for the first time that day. In conversation, it came up that he was 19, and I was 34 at the time. We work as EMTs and had some downtime, so I was searching through Netflix trying to find something to watch. I asked my coworker if he wanted to watch the movie Armageddon, and he told me he had never seen it, to which I replied, "Wow, really?" I started the movie, and in the opening scene where the asteroids are hitting New York City, a New York City which still had the Twin Towers, I realized in that moment this iconic blockbuster movie of my childhood was older than the person I was watching it with. Son of a bitch. Day one listener, occasional emailer, Dylan. Hell yeah, dude.
I like that, Dylan. I know. Trust me, it is that stuff, man. It's just movies and music can just date you so quickly. And just like people are just like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And it does hurt, you know, like I hope I've never done that to anybody, but I know that I have. Like the worst, honestly, was my employee not knowing who Missy Elliott was. Literally had never heard of her.
Whoa. Just
blew my mind. Crushed me. And you guys both know this guy. Crushed me.
Has he been to Spain recently?
Yeah, he has. And honestly, actually the best moment. Okay, I haven't talked about this, but the best moment, we were shooting a show for Netflix that never ended up happening. And the cameraman who was filming him say this took his camera off his shoulder and just looked like glared at him, which I've never seen them like put that thing down, dude. It was awesome. Like it stunned the room. Everyone in the room was 30 plus except for this kid. And it crushed, dude. Then he tried to convince me. I've bitched about this on the podcast where he tried to convince me that The Weeknd was bigger than Michael Jackson ever was. And I was just like, sit down, son.
I might have reached out to your former employee at some point Saturday evening. Like, yo, where you at?
current.
Current. Yeah.
Nice, dude. Yeah, did he hit you back? Did you guys hang out?
Oh, of course. I didn't see him because he was over in a different spot. And then at the game, frankly, he just had much better seats than I did. And I was like, oh, it's gonna take me 40 minutes to find you at halftime down in the lower section.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, it sounds like he had a good time in Europe too. So good for him.
Is that it? All right, I missed marking off a couple.
No worries.
All right, well, let's check in with What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Check out with What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's Maddening?
Whoa. Check out with What's Maddening.
Man, as we were talking about just like dating ourselves and MySpace, like there's... usually me dating myself happens with my girlfriend she just turned 30. So she's not like that much younger, but there's like a whole generation that if I said, yeah, this song was my ring back tone, they'd just stare at me like I was speaking Mandarin. But yeah, I was a big ring back tone guy. Cause then if anyone tried to call me, they'd just have to listen to End Ever After. And I was like, I'm promoting this awesome band that no one else knows about. And so not only did I use ring back tones, I used pretty obscure bands, even when they had their album out, as ring back tones back in the day.
Is that the band that's like pretty heavy? It's got the blonde lead singer.
No, End Ever After, they came up on the Men's Room, I think. That was how I found them. We saw them at the Tractor, Ted, and I smoked a blunt with you in my truck.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember that part of the night.
Yeah. They played with Airborne that night.
Oh, nice. That was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were on first. The dude that fronted them had black hair, though, and they were just an awesome, you know, just had like retro kind of glam 80s vibes and sick guitar riffs. But they only put out one record, Kiss or Kill. I still listen to it. Right. And so, yeah, that was that'll date me for sure. But that was a good era. Yeah, this weekend, let's see. This time I had gotten Tyler, my girlfriend, a little sick from the prior weekend. So we didn't do a ton. But I got to just watch football both days again. So it worked out pretty well. Obviously, Colorado didn't even make it interesting. I thought they might cover. But, you know, without Travis Hunter, that's a tough ask. That dude's super legit. So,
and Oregon's that good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, that game wasn't super exciting. I think we turned it off at some point and watched the Mariners, you know, back when it felt like they had a shot. I mean, that was quick. I guess technically they still do. We'll see what happens.
They still have a shot. I have them on in the background, but they sucked last weekend.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That was brutal.
Luckily, the Seahawks won on Sunday. And that was a great game. I had kind of a rough feeling about it just because, like, the Super Bowl celebration, you know, it just felt like a classic Seahawks trap game against a team that they should beat. And, you know, all the injuries, and they got more injuries in that game. So, I let my girlfriend know that we got two Sundays in a row wide open. They're playing Monday night this week, and then we got a bye week.
There's a bye.
Plan away, babe.
That's pretty good.
And I also, on Sunday, I made wings. I was like, what if I just make wings every Sunday this football season, huh? And that got her more on board. So that was great. Although I went to four different places to find wings. I could not find them. And it was later on Saturday, so maybe they had some earlier on Saturday and people just bought them up for the football game. But it's not that busy down here right now. But ended up at a pretty upscale place called Gelson's and found some, and they were really good. Still got it. Still kind of figuring out the oven at this new condo that we live in. So not the best batch ever, but better than, you know, most of the wings in town down here. I haven't really found a spot with really good ones. And it's like, I'll just make them myself. But it gives you something to do during the game, you know, like.
For sure.
Football. And I got to time it right. Like, I want to get the timing down to where I'm doing the most hands-on stuff right at halftime, and then we can have them at the start of the third quarter. Like, that's so that I'm going to dial that in over this coming season, and yeah, just make wings every Sunday when the Hawks are playing. So yeah, it was a pretty chill weekend all in all. The adventure to find the wings, I had gone to the store three times before I went to four stores to find wings because Tyler was sick and, you know, just, get this. And she made meatloaf, and then the ground beef we had like an air pocket in it. It's like, we've been giving Costco a lot of love, but I don't know what was going on with that. Yeah, then I had to go get more ground beef, and yeah, I just ran a bunch of errands to get the food situated while she was a little under the weather, and made wings, watched football. That F1 race was, you know, for Max winning again. At the end, it got pretty exciting watching, you know, George Russell's tires just degrade so fast at the end. I think he went from like fourth to sixth.
I was just praying for my guy Gasly to hang on. To stay in the top 10. He finished 10th. So I'm like, all right, he got like a point. I was like, I'll take it. I will say, I love going to the grocery store. We went over there at halftime of the Maryland game. So it was probably like 2:15. I have never seen Mike UFC that crowded. Like, really? I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if it's just people getting ready for the Husky game, preparing, but also it's Saturday afternoon. So like, people are just getting stuff like a normal order, getting stuff for Saturday night. I was just like, this is packed. Like, we ran in to get 2 18ers, 2 bags of chips. And I think, I mean, we were in there for a minute.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah, because they're getting ready for the Huskies. Other people are getting ready for the Seahawks. And then other people are just getting weekend shopping done. It's a perfect storm. Saturday. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, other than that, right. It's hot. Still hot down here.
All right. You can stay hot. I got enough cold for all three of us. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
So I was at this coffee shop today, and my girlfriend and I are sitting there chatting, whatever. And behind us, there's like this heated conversation, and I couldn't really tell, you know, without turning. What's up?
That's just funny. Heated conversation.
It was heated. It was funny. And it was like, it was intense. And so I kind of like glanced over my shoulder. It was a man and a woman, probably, you know, a couple years younger than us. And I couldn't tell like if she was like his life coach or if they were like on a blind date or just what the deal was, like what was going on. And anyway, at one point, I heard the guy say one of my favorite insults, which I've heard before attributed to Charlie Munger, but it made me start laughing. And I think they knew I was listening to them at that point. But he just goes, "Look, you're smart and I'm right. So sooner or later, you're going to agree with me." And it just crushed this girl. Like silence fell. And so I was laughing. I think he heard me laugh. I hope he did. So anyway, cop topic this week. What's the most clever insult you've heard? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. It can even be one you've like made up in the shower when you're like, you know, after a fight and you're like, oh, I should have said whatever. But yeah, what's the most clever insult you've heard? Or just something funny, like just a good burn, whatever.
All right. Boys? This one, I don't know that you'd say it. Like you either have to know the person and they're annoying you, so you're saying it to be funny, or you're going to get in a fight. But I stole this off a meme I saw on the internet, which was just insult somebody on like what they're wearing. So like right now, I would just look at you and be like, all right, whatever you say, white headphones. I haven't tried it yet, but it just feels like it would work.
Those are fine words. That's like the last vestige of a struggling man.
Yeah, you're also just picking on somebody's clothing, like for no good. And it's like, it doesn't have to be ugly or anything. Just like, all right, whatever you say, golf shirt.
Yeah. Also, there's this thing in psychology, like if someone's repeating the same thing at you, you'll notice this now if you watch fight videos on YouTube, but if they're repeating the same line over and over, basically their brain has like circumvented their prefrontal cortex. And now they're just like, they're like in fight mode already. They're in flight or fight mode, but they're like waiting for their moment. And so they'll just like be caught on repeat, like saying the same thing over. And like, if you see videos or just watch any street fight videos, and like, you'll see someone like saying the same phrase over and over. If that happens, like that right hand is coming, like step back, deliver the hook.
The greatest one I've had in person, I'll just say it was a sporting event involving UConn University. All right. And UConn is kind of famous for their women's basketball team. So at one point on the walk in, we'll say arena, stadium, whatever, somebody in our group says something like, "Hey, I think you guys are going the wrong way. The women's basketball game is that way." And two girls in UConn stuff say, like, "There's something wrong. Like, you know, like there's something wrong with going, like being good at women's basketball." And somebody in our group replied, "Yeah, it's like having a great personality." It was just vicious and just
withering.
Oh, I mean, I felt bad for them.
Oh, God. All right, dude, you made me. All right. I wasn't going to tell this one, but I will tell one more since we got a second. So I might have told this on the cast before. I don't know. But so when I was living in Australia, we used to hang out at this art warehouse, and they had a party, and the whole night I'm hanging out with this British guy, right? And Ted, you know how it is, dude. You're hanging with British people, you start kind of saying like British mannerisms, you know, calling people whengy misses and whatnot, right?
For sure.
It just feels that way. So like we were up late, and I sleep at the warehouse, and I get up, and my buddy and I are gonna walk home, and it's early. It's like, you know, 7:45. In fact, I think I might have told this on the cast really recently, I'm not sure. But anyway, so we get up early, 7:45, the sun's rising. And this is like this really artsy neighborhood. You know, it's warehouses and little coffee shops and whatever. And I'm walking down, I'm like, I got to take a piss. So I duck off down this alley, and I'm pissing. And this Australian woman, who is probably, I was in my early 20s, so probably mid 30s at the time, just full stops. She's jogging in like, you know, like, what's it called? Like the leggings and stuff. She's like pretty wealthy, you can tell, like full stops. And she's like, "Oi, come on," like about me pissing in the alley. And yeah, without missing a beat, dude, I just turn my head and I go, "Oh, come off it, you old bag." And it crushed her. I have never had a comment hit so hard, boys. She just, dude, the blood drained from her face. And you could tell like being perceived as old was like her kryptonite. And it crippled her, dude. I'm pretty sure like she has never returned home after that. Like it,
I mean, it was like the slam from the top ropes, and it felt so damn good. I didn't even think about it. It just came out, and dude, calling a woman an old bag will absolutely just destroy any sense of self-worth they have. I'm not proud of it. You know what? I am proud of it, actually. That's one of my best delivered lines of my life. She had it coming.
I just worry I'm too old to say it now. I'm just yelling at legit old women.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels... Yeah, I'm not saying to use it. I'm just saying it felt good. Okay.
Matt?
Dude, I've had two in the last week about various articles of clothing, which I wear a lot of, you know, tie-dye kind of bright clothes.
You either wear very colorful or black.
Yeah.
Or like, I've never seen you in just like a green or like a blue. It's either full on color of the spectrums or just dark.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got these. It happened with one of my shirts like previously in the week. And both times, like, they were like, oh, that's a loud shirt. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, oh, they might have been insulted. I don't know if that was a compliment on second thought. And then a couple days later, when I was getting those wings, when I finally got to Gelson's, the guy's like, those shorts are wild. And I was like, thank you. Like, I don't know if these are compliments that I'm getting. Like, they could be throwing shade and I'd have no idea. But the best insult that I got recently, I did the exact same thing. I think I might have told it on the cast when my coworker was like, your golf swing could be so much better, dude. And I was like, thanks, man. I'm working on it. Like, I took it as a compliment of like, he sees my potential. And I think he was calling me a bad golfer. Like,
could be so much better.
Yeah. And I was like,
I mean, dude. I think the first one, that's a loud shirt, could be taken either way. I'd have to hear the delivery. The guy that said those shirts are wild, that feels like a compliment. And he's like, those are kind of wild. I like them.
Okay.
Your golf swing gets so much better. That was not a compliment.
Yeah. Backhanded compliment for sure.
Yeah.
It was meant to wound.
My favorite insult I always got, I got picked on for having far apart eyes quite a bit growing up. And heard different things, you know, and that Geico Gecko came out. And I just heard it all the time. My nickname was Gex in high school. And you know, but I kind of, it was like this constant thing that they were never like particularly funny. But one time when I was in the school I got sent to in Montana, where it was some real characters in there, this other guy, I forget his name, but he was there cause he robbed a pharmacy and stole their OxyContin. I remember that, but he was like, you look like that guy from All Real Monsters that had the
arms. Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I've heard so many comments about my far apart eyes, and that's the best one yet. And it crushed me as a joke. Like I never like laughed at any of them until that point. So shout out to him. I hope he's doing well. I hope the correctional school worked. He has some good jokes, but yeah, that was like the best insult that I ever received. I try not be particularly mean because I got picked on a lot, but yeah, when they're at my expense, you know, make them good. That's all I gotta say. If they're funny, I'll give you props. If they're not, you sound like a prick.
I mean, that's a pretty fair statement. I think we can stick with that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week. I don't know. What was I gonna say? Matt's right. If you're a Seahawks fan, they are playing on Monday night, and then next week they have a bye, so might be a little early, but if your girl wants to go to the pumpkin patch, get it done, boys.
Get it in.
Get it in. Go on
get
Sunday.
Done.
Drink a cider with her. All right. For MCTV, for Cobb and Beat Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
Oh, that's good ass advice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
So I was at this coffee shop today, and my girlfriend and I are sitting there chatting, whatever. And behind us, there's like this heated conversation. And I couldn't really tell, you know, without turning. What's up?
That's just funny. Heated conversation.
It was heated. It was funny. And it was like, it was intense. And so I kind of like glanced over my shoulder. It was a man and a woman, probably, you know, a couple of years younger than us. And I couldn't tell like if she was like his life coach or if they were like on a blind date or just what the deal was, like what was going on. And anyway, at one point, I heard the guy say one of my favorite insults, which I've heard before attributed to Charlie Munger, but it made me start laughing. And I think they knew I was listening to them at that point. But he just goes, "Look, you're smart and I'm right. So sooner or later, you're going to agree with me." And it just crushed this girl. Like silence fell. And so I was laughing. I think he heard me laugh. I hope he did. So anyway, cop topic this week. What's the most clever insult you've heard? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. It can even be one you've like made up in the shower when you're like, you know, after a fight and you're like, oh, I should have said whatever. But yeah, what's the most clever insult you've heard? Or just something funny, like just a good burn, whatever.
All right. Boys? This one, I don't know that you'd say it. Like you either have to know the person and they're annoying you, so you're saying it to be funny, or you're going to get in a fight. But I stole this off of meme I saw on the internet, which was just insult somebody on like what they're wearing. So like right now, I would just look at you and be like, all right, whatever you say, white headphones. I haven't tried it yet, but it just feels like it would work.
Those are fine words. That's like the last vestige of a struggling man.
Yeah, you're also just picking on somebody's clothing, like for no good. And it's like, it doesn't have to be ugly or anything. Just like, all right, whatever you say, golf shirt.
Yeah. Also, there's this thing in psychology, like if someone's repeating the same thing at you, you'll notice this now if you watch fight videos on YouTube. But if they're repeating the same line over and over, basically their brain has like circumvented their prefrontal cortex. And now they're just like
they're like in fight mode already. They're in flight or fight mode, but they're like waiting for their moment. And so they'll just like be caught on repeat, like saying the same thing over. And like, if you see videos or just watch any fight, any street fight videos, and like, you'll see someone like saying the same phrase over and over. If that happens, like, that right hand is coming. Like, step back, deliver the hook.
The greatest one I've had in person, I'll just say it was a sporting event involving UConn University. All right. And UConn is kind of famous for their women's basketball team. So at one point on the walk in, we'll say arena, stadium, whatever, somebody in our group says something like, "Hey, I think you guys are going the wrong way. The women's basketball game is that way." And two girls in UConn stuff say, like, there's something wrong. Like, you know, like, there's something wrong with going, like, being good at women's basketball. And somebody in our group replied, "Yeah, it's like having a great personality." it was just vicious and just
withering.
Oh, I mean, I felt bad for them.
Oh God. All right, dude, you made me. All right. I wasn't going to tell this one, but I will tell one more since we got a second. So, I might have told this on the cast before. I don't know. But so when I was living in Australia, we used to hang out at this art warehouse and they had a party. And the whole night I'm hanging out with this British guy, right? And Ted, you know how it is, dude. You're hanging with British people. You start kind of saying like British mannerisms, you know, calling people whingy misses and whatnot, right?
For sure.
It just feels that way. So like we were up late and I sleep at the warehouse and I get up and my buddy and I are going to walk home and it's early. It's like, you know, 7:45. In fact, I think I might have told this on the cast really recently. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we get up early, 7:45, the sun's rising. And this is like this really artsy neighborhood. You know, it's warehouses and little coffee shops and whatever. And I'm walking down. I'm like, I got to take a piss. So I duck off down this alley and I'm pissing. And this Australian woman who is probably, I was in my early 20s, so probably mid 30s at the time, just full stops. She's jogging in like, you know, like, what's it called? Like the leggings and stuff. She's like pretty wealthy. You can tell, like full stops. And she's like, "Oi, come on." Like about me pissing in the alley. And yeah, without missing a beat, dude, I just turn my head and I go, "Oh, come off it, you old bag." And it crushed her. I have never had a comment hit so hard, boys. She just, dude, the blood drained from her face. And you could tell like being perceived as old was like her kryptonite. And it crippled her, dude. I'm pretty sure like she has never returned home after that. Like it was like the slam from the top ropes and it felt so damn good. I didn't even think about it. It just came out and dude, calling a woman an old bag will absolutely just destroy any sense of self-worth they have. I'm not proud of it. You know what? I am proud of it. Actually, that's one of my best delivered lines of my life. She had it coming.
I just worry I'm too old to say it now. I'm just yelling at legit old women.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels... Yeah, I'm not saying to use it. I'm just saying it felt good. Okay.
Matt?
Dude, I've had two in the last week about various articles of clothing, which I wear a lot of, you know, tie-dye kind of bright clothes.
You either wear very colorful or black.
Yeah.
Or like, I've never seen you in just like a green or like a blue. It's either full on color of the spectrums or just dark.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got these. It happened with one of my shirts like previously in the week. And both times, like, they were like, "Oh, that's a loud shirt." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And I'm like, "Oh, they might have been insulted. I don't know if that was a compliment on second thought." And then a couple days later, when I was getting those wings, when I finally got to Gelson's, the guy's like, "Those shorts are wild." I was like, "Thank you." Like, I don't know if these are compliments that I'm getting. Like, they could be throwing shade and I'd have no idea. But the best insult that I got recently, I did the exact same thing. I think I might have told it on the cast when my coworker was like, "Your golf swing could be so much better, dude." And I was like, "Thanks, man. I'm working on it." Like, I took it as a compliment of like, he sees my potential. And I think he was calling me a bad golfer. Like,
could be so much better.
Yeah. And I was
I think the first one, That's a loud shirt. Could be taken either way. I'd have to hear the delivery. The guy that said those shirts are wild, that feels like a compliment. And he's like, those are kind of wild. I like them.
Okay.
Your golf swing gets so much better. That was not a compliment.
Yeah. Backhanded compliment for sure.
Yeah.
It was meant to wound.
My favorite insult I always got, I got picked on for having far apart eyes quite a bit growing up. And heard different things, you know, and that Geico Gecko came out, and I just heard it all the time. My nickname was Gex in high school. And, you know, but I kind of, it was like this constant thing that they were never like particularly funny. But one time when I was in the school I got sent to in Montana, where it was some real characters in there, this other guy, I forget his name, but he was there because he robbed a pharmacy and stole their OxyContin. I remember that. But he was like, you look like that guy from All Real Monsters that had the
arms.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I've heard so many comments about my far apart eyes, and that's the best one yet. And it just crushed me as a joke. Like I never like laughed at any of them until that point. So shout out to him. I hope he's doing well. I hope the correctional school worked. He has some good jokes. That was like the best insult that I ever received. I try and not be particularly mean because I got picked on a lot. But yeah, when they're at my expense, you know, make them good. That's all I got to say. If they're funny, I'll give you props. If they're not, you sound like a prick.
I mean, that's a pretty fair statement. I think we can stick with that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week. I don't know. What was I going to say? Matt's right. If you're a Seahawks fan, they are playing on Monday night. And then next week they have a bye, so might be a little early. But if your girl wants to go to the pumpkin patch, get it done, boys.
Get it in.
Get it in. Go on
get
Sunday.
It done.
Drink a cider with her. All right. For MCTV, for Cobb and Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
Oh, that's good ass advice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.